5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I developed because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hey guys.
It's
happening
with Snooki
and Joey.
Welcome.
Do you know who this is? Hello?
Wait, if you're just joining us, welcome to the show, everyone. Happy Fry-yay.
Summer's Happy Fry-yay, bitches.
Spooky is went under the Witness Protection Program, and she's got a new hairstyle.
I have a new do.
I love it.
You love it?
Going red.
Look how short it is.
I know. Thank God.
So I literally cut 6 inches off, and that was like a lot. That's like this much hair. It was literally coming down to my butt. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I want like a fresh cut. It's like too hot, you know, in the summer because it's like 90 degrees today. Like I'm dying. And I was over the blonde. I feel like I had it for like a year and a half. I needed something new, and I missed my dark. So I was like Jackie, because my friend Jackie, she did it in town. I was just like, can you just make the red or the blonde streak like burgundy? And then she literally did it in 2 hours and I was done. And she cut off 6 inches. So Simple. Here we are, bitches.
Well, you look lovely. I've never seen you more radiant.
I'm glowing.
I'm in a different location. I look like I'm in an old library.
Hey, you look like you're in witness protection. Where are you?
At Poppy's house.
Oh, cute.
I came to Poppy's because my fucking building... Was my air conditioning
fine? It's still not working?
No, it's still not working. So I left. Okay, I'm so dramatic, too.
That's been a week.
I know. So what happened was I don't know what's happening over there. Something broke and it's taking forever to fix. I think they need to like buy a whole new air conditioning vent.
Unit, shaft, yeah.
A shaft thing or the rooftop or I don't know what. Because it's something that supplies the whole building. And
that is horrendous.
I feel like everyone else that lives in the building is rich and they like. They probably have like summer houses. So they're not even there. So they don't even care. They probably all vacation in like the south of France or something.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anyone in the building. So like, no, I think I'm the only one who's suffering from it. So I dramatically exited. So I came down. So I said, I can't deal with this anymore. It's like, I do everything I can.
Wait, did you say it to the guys downstairs?
Yeah. Wait, yeah,
I this is ridiculous.
No, I did a performance. Yeah. So I had to. I couldn't take it anymore. I had the two fans on. Wiggles was sleeping on the floor because in the bathroom because the tile was the coldest thing in the house. He was overheating.
Oh, what is this in?
And it's like, you know, we have three. The apartment has three air conditioners to keep it cool.
Well, I'm sure your fan really wasn't like helping either.
I feel like
25 fans.
I have two huge fans on either side. I sleep in a vortex. So I was like, you know, I can't deal with this anymore. So I said, I need to get out of here. I'm going to go to Poppy's because my dog wants OG Wiggles is here and I wanted him to have some play dates and go in the backyard and be able to run around. So we're just getting stir crazy.
That's cute.
Bay is away this week on vacation. So it's just going to be me and Wiggles in the city. So I was like, let's get out of the city. So I go down. So my plan was to be dramatic. So they would know like how urgent it is to get this air fixed. So I went down there. I have Wiggles in one arm. Her head's popping out of the bag. I have this huge bag and I have my all these groceries and I'm like sweating. All my whole shirt's covered in sweat. And they're like, oh, are you going away for a week? And I said, I have to go check into a hotel. I said, I can't bear it up there anymore. It's too much. I just can't deal with
it. Oh my God.
But I checked into Poppy's instead. So I'm here until it gets fixed. I mean, I can go home. It depends on how annoying Poppy gets.
No, I don't know, because I feel like it was like nice weather, like 60s, like 70s. The next couple of days, it's going to be like 85, 90.
I know.
You're going to die.
I have to lay low. So yeah, and I told it'll be good for Wiggles. And then I figured Father's Day is on Friday, on Sunday. So I just might as well camp out here.
Yeah.
Do you want to come to our barbecue?
Sure.
Actually, are you going to be home?
Poppy still owes me dinner, by the way.
Do you want to go? Do you want to come to Luca with us tonight?
I can't tonight because I have to film super early in the morning.
But Jersey Shore,
yeah.
Is there
still
a role
filming?
Is there a role for me?
No, it's like pickups and stuff. So I have to film early tomorrow, and then I have this little shoot to do on Friday. So I don't know if I'm going down the shore this weekend.
What kind of shoot?
It's for Bliss. I will be in Long Branch.
I thought I was supposed to work that.
I don't think so. I didn't hear that. Doing what?
Your makeup.
I'm just going there and handing out packages for like 20 minutes.
Oh, I thought you were doing a commercial.
No, it was self-shot. I literally did it the other day. It was just a TikTok.
Oh, so you're self-shot and Chris. Anywho.
So I'll be in Long Branch if you guys want to come and see me on Saturday.
First of all, you know, I don't like to give credit where it's due, but I have to say, with your new hairdo and the way that that makeup artist that you hired from Glam Squad did your makeup.
Tara's been begging me.
You look so pretty at your store event. I want to talk about it.
Well, you should have came, slob.
Where did I go that day? Oh, I had
you
to go
were
on a
like
boat.
Day drinking somewhere.
I had to go on a boat.
So stupid.
So wait, tell me about the store event. Did anyone recognize you?
Oh, the store event was so much fun. I had this guy come and he painted a picture of the kids and I started crying. Uh-huh. It was so cute. So I'm going to put that over my bed. But I did that. And then we had our store events. So we had a bar cart there and the bar people, they were making like these watermelon drinks. They were so freaking good. Like delicious.
What kind of bar cart was that?
I forget the company. I have to look it up. But they were amazing and they did watermelon drinks with like a watermelon like garnish. Oh, it was freaking to die for. And then I had champagne and stuff. And then we had a charcuterie board. It was all around.
They do parties or just events? Do they do like birthday parties and stuff and father's events?
Yeah, you basically rent the bar cart and then they work it for your event.
But you have to bring the alcohol, they bring everything.
No, they brought everything.
I look so disgusting.
No, you don't. Yeah, so whoever came to my VIP event, because I know a lot of people said, we're crusaders, we came here for you. And Joey, who didn't show up.
Yeah, someone sent me hate mail.
I love you and thank you.
Twiggles, what are you eating? Yeah.
Oh, I need to brush my hair. I just washed it this morning. So I got it done when? Last Friday.
You have to be careful in the summer. That red's going to fade quickly, Mama.
I know. That's why I waited so long to wash it.
Do you have a red shampoo?
And then I washed it. No.
You should get one.
I washed it and it looked like a murder scene in the freaking, in the shower. Like my walls were all stained burgundy. And then my towels were all ruined. So like I'm trying not to wash it because I don't want this to wash out.
Well, it's a bold move. The good thing is if it does wash out, you can just put it at home. Even I can do it for you. You can just put a glaze over it. It'll refresh the color. You can do like a
glaze.
Yeah, you should shampoo it in. I can do it. I know how to glaze. You need shade. If any hairdresser's listening, she needs Redken Shade ZQs.
Yeah, I just want to keep this burgundy like look because I like it.
Shade ZQ.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. I, that That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Oh, I want to shout out all the Crusaders that are on my side. There was a clip posted from our show last week where you said, she's my best friend. Mm-hmm. And then he said, I didn't say that. See, everyone caught you.
I know. I'm so glad. And Amanda actually, she replied and she invited you. She said, you can definitely.
Did she? What she said?
She just is being funny. Yeah, that was funny.
I don't like pity invites.
Oh, wasn't that? No, you're the main attraction.
She's your best friend. So.
No, she's not. So Bay's away this week. Him and his sister are on. His sister graduated college, they went to Italy to celebrate her graduation from college.
Italy?
Yes.
He rich?
Yeah, apparently.
The hell?
So it's a little bit, they're like best, they're like.
Where in Italy? Friends.
They flew into Rome, so they spent Rome the first night. And now they're in Sorrento, they're by the beach in Sorrento for the week.
Okay, rich.
I know, but it's not though. It's like they're staying in Airbnbs, and like, and when you go to Italy, beautiful Airbnbs are only like $100 a night for like a two bedroom, like a.
Yeah, but like the plane ticket for everyone there, and then
the parents,
the expenses.
I think the parents got it for them for a present.
Christmas.
Oh no, because it was his birthday, I think, and her graduation.
Because Christmas is not far away.
True that. So I think you know, it does sound very rich, but they're living very humbly. Staying in Airbnbs, and I think the parents got the flights to them, but they are having the time of their lives over there. Keeps FaceTiming every day, and they're drinking Aperol spritzes. Wiggles!
Ooh!
Aperol spritzes, they're by a beach. There's lots of walking there, though, and it's very hot. He said it's 9,000 degrees, and you have to, like, walk uphill, like, both ways everywhere you go.
Well, at least he's getting his steps in and working out.
He doesn't need any damn steps.
Yeah, it's true.
Wiggles, stop! I'm on the phone!
Did you know I just tried an Aperol spritz this year?
And you like
I've never tried one before.
They're the best.
I loved it.
Yeah, that and a Hugo Spritz is the best one.
Like, I think you have to get used to the Aperol taste. Because like if you're not used to it, it's like, oof. But then I loved it. And I had like two right away and I felt a little turn.
So yeah, they're in Italy. And I hope that he brings me back a good present. I was like, I don't bring you back something like stupid, like a fridge magnet, like something sentimental I want. You know, I'm a big souvenir person. Like, I don't care if it's expensive or fancy. I just want something that's meaningful. That's going to be like a keepsake. Like, I like getting. Last time I got to Italy, he got me like olive oil, which I loved, and I used it, and it was delicious. But I'm not going to keep I wouldn't keep like a keepsake. So I want something with a keepsake. Maybe something blessed from the Vatican. I don't know.
Like what? Like a cross?
No. Maybe a figurine or
a shot glass.
Or something like gold or something like in, you know, like a little dish that you can put like things in or a little jewelry box, you know, something that I can always keep.
Okay.
So if he calls you and asks you what he should get me. But yeah, I'm here and I want to go swimming. Wiggles has never been swimming yet. So now I want to talk about.
Poppy has a pool.
Crusaders. Who has a pool?
Poppy has a pool?
No, you have a pool.
Oh. She said you're going swimming. I was like, where are you going swimming?
Oh, no, I might go to Mel's house tomorrow.
Oh, cute. Okay.
She didn't invite me over, but like our friend Melanie, they all FaceTimed me last night with Kara and them. And I suggested having a pool party because I want Wiggles to learn how to swim before we go down the shore, down to the Hamptons, because I don't want him falling in the pool in the backyard, not knowing how to swim. So I have to.
Yeah, I just feel like little dogs don't know how to swim. And I feel like Chihuahuas aren't great swimmers. So you need to, yeah. You need to like be right there on him when you when
obviously,
he goes in the
yeah,
pool.
I'm not gonna. There's a fence around it too.
Because Rocky doesn't like swimming either.
Okay, well I'm gonna. I want him to be a little fishy. Ow! Do you know how to swim?
You're bad.
So I want to go on Amazon and get him one of those things. It's like a harness you put on, but it's puffy and like it's a floaty. So it's like a life vest.
Oh yeah, Rocky has one.
Yeah, and he his has a handle on it, so we have to pick him up on it.
Yeah, so if he's drowning, you just pick him up like a bag.
So I want to get him that so he can learn to swim and then slowly wean him off the training wheels so then we can play fetch. And not, I don't expect him to be like a fucking seal or like an otter, like swimming around the thing.
No, but if he does fall in the pool, like you want to make sure that he can like swim out.
Yeah.
Or at least get to the edge.
100%.
Because I do that with Rocky. I just put him in the pool and then he swims to the edge and then I just pick him up.
It's 98% for safety, but it's also, I do want to get cute videos. So it's like...
What, for your TikTok?
Well, no, just to have. Yeah, because I, like, you know, want to throw, like, the ball and have them, like, run and jump in the thing. Like, you know when they have those videos online where they, I guess, like, a doggy daycare where they hold the fence and they open the fence and then 500 dogs all run and start jumping in the pool together?
Oh, my God, so cute. At that daycare?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, so cute.
I want something like that.
I feel like last time we didn't really talk about celeb gossip.
Do you have something you'd like to bring to the table?
No, I mean, like, what's happening?
Well, Jessica Simpson's been promoting something, and she's looking fabulous.
She's been looking fabulous. I think she's touring.
Her lips are big, but I like them.
No, I think she's beautiful. Christina Aguilera is beautiful. Like, they all made a comeback, you know? They all, like, made a comeback, made a glow up, and they remind me of how they were when they were, like, 20 years old.
Yeah. No one ages anymore.
Nobody ages. I saw Cameron Diaz. She said, I don't want to change my face. I want my face to age and look like myself. And then you have Kris Jenner over here who looks phenomenal.
It's fine. I just hope that, you know, we have the technology to make us look as young as we want to. But I just hope they make it one for the insides, too. You know what I mean?
Well, like your organs?
Yeah. Like if you can get like... a heart lifter, like a fucking liver lifter, whatever, cholesterol lifter. What other people die from cancer? God forbid. I mean, first of all, cancer needs to get away first and foremost.
I feel like they have a cure and they're just not giving it to us.
Just pissed on the vacuum.
Puppy's gonna kill you.
I have to hide.
You should be bringing him to training now that you're there for a couple of days.
Right, that's what I'm doing.
You idiot. Drop him off in the morning at 8:30 and then you pick him up at like 4 or 5.
All right, send me the information and I'll do it.
I did.
I forgot those years ago. Wait, so I just hope they have that for the insides where you can start making young on the insides as well, because it's fine if you look like that, but then like you can be 98 years old and look 27.
Yeah, and then you're like,
then like, you know, you're just going to die. And like, so your insides are rotting, but the outsides are like plump. So I think we should all start eating more fruits and vegetables. And
I've been on a cucumber kick.
Oh, fuck me. I love cucumber.
I love cucumber. So I keep making my cucumber, tomato, onions, and feta cheese little salad.
Who taught you to make that? I don't like
it. I did. And it's so freaking good. And you can eat so much. And like, obviously you get full, but you don't feel full. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And like, we don't want to feel this way in the summer.
And what kind of dressing do you put on? Oil and vinegar?
Yeah, oil and vinegar. And then I do salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. That's a perfection.
Bomb.
Can I suggest something? May I?
Please.
If you're feeling frisky, throw in some watermelon chunks in there too. It'll be just even better.
Watermelon chunks.
Watermelon.
In summary.
And cucumber. You can leave that to the tomato. If you're going to do watermelon, leave the tomato out. But yeah, watermelon, cucumber, feta with a little mint.
I'm obsessed with feta lately.
Who knew?
I love feta.
It's a sheep's milk cheese.
I love it.
It's so good. Sometimes
I'm going to make that after this because I didn't eat yet. I'm starving.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Have you done any influencer scams lately?
Not a scam. Well, I did actually today.
Ooh.
It's not a scam, but Spooky and I are working on a new and improved setup for our podcasting.
Yeah, we want to be professional.
I just want to look, I want our clips to look good. So we're working with a high-end retailer to get some new equipment up in here. So everything can look as good as it sounds.
Oh, so we're going to get mics. Are we getting lighting?
Lighting, camera.
Oh. Action.
Machine, this machine that like has little things you like this with.
Oh, like a mixer?
A soundboard.
Am I a DJ?
Yeah. You can't break it. Wiggles is going to pee on the new equipment.
Well, that's cool.
But yeah, so I've been doing that. Not a scam, but I do have to shout out Pretzelized. Have you ever had Pretzelized?
What is pretzels?
No. Okay. I don't want to get upset here. Not upset. I don't want to get too excited. Okay. You know how much I love pita chips, right?
What is it?
Like, say, you know how much I love pita chips, like the crunch to chips, like in hummus and like for all dips?
Yeah, same.
You know how I love like pretzels. Anyway, so they made pretzel pita chips. So they're pita chips, but they pretzelize them. So they look like pita chips. They have a crunch like that, but it's made of a pretzel.
Did you make this for your dinner one time?
I served it to you all the time. You always have them.
Yeah, okay.
So they found
it. Did you see my hand?
They caught wind and they sent me like a year's supply. I have more pretzelized pretzels in my house now. I have to get it. I have to put them in the systems. Big ass box of pretzels. Now they make everything better. You sit down with a pub cheese or a spreadable cheese or any dip you have.
Mm.
Crack open a bag of pretzelized. They come in buffalo flavor, everything flavor, and plain. And you know, lock the door. Put on.
Isn't it a way healthier option too?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the pretzels, they're not like crazy. And then just go to town, close the blinds and just have a little night to yourself. Enjoy yourself. I can take a whole bag down. They are so crispy. And
yum. Spicy.
And Lily with hummus. I do them with the pub cheese, the Borzon cheese. Oh, you know, those little circles with the foil around it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Garlic like and herb. Oh my God. So yeah. Thank you for pretzels. Now, you know, I haven't liked sweets for a while, but a crusader told me that the reason I'm craving sweets is because I don't drink as much as I used to. My body's usually get the sugar from all the drinking we used to do.
Oh,
I still drink.
I just
not, no, but I used to drink every like 5 times a week. I used to drink.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been craving sweets. So I've been doing jams and jellies. I'm obsessed with jellies, not jellies. I'm obsessed with jam. And if I'm
like on toast and stuff.
No, listen. Listen, Linda. How I do it is, first of all, I want to. My favorite jam right now is raspberry jam, and I found one from Jamagansett. I talked about this on the old
podcast. Raspberry
Jamagansett. It's from the Hamptons, and I'm actually going to go out with, when I'm in the Hamptons. I'm going to go meet with them, and we're going to go do some fun activities for the jams. And if I play my cards right, maybe I'll get my own signature flavor. We'll see.
Ooh.
Nicole, you're gonna die. It's the best dessert ever. You take Greek yogurt, zero fat Greek yogurt, the Faye, the purple one, and then you take your jam and jelly. Then you put your yogurt in a thing. Then you top it with a scoop of the raspberry jam, and then you
mix it in the yogurt.
Mix it in. And then you eat it with it. It is zero. So the yogurt is only 90 calories and jelly for a tablespoon is only like 40 calories. So it's like almost, I don't know how many calories, over 100 calories.
Okay.
Decadent, satisfying treat. And it's all real fruit. It's all real natural ingredients. It's not like all like corn syrups and weird fillers and shit. And it's just the good yogurt, which is fat free. And it is my favorite thing ever. So, and you could do it with cottage cheese too. But yeah, just plain Greek yogurt and raspberry jam. It is so fucking.
Should I start to like cottage cheese? I feel like it's gross and I don't like it, but everyone's eating it to get skinny.
It's so good because it has so much protein in it.
Oh,
it's so low in fat.
Did I try it? I
feel 7 grams of protein for like a couple tablespoons of it. It's chunky. I mean, the best one for that is if you are going to buy it, it's Good Culture. They make the best one. And they're always sold out of it everywhere you go. I was in the grocery store. I was in Whole Foods the other day. I almost had to have a freak out because they didn't have any cottage cheese in the whole house. None of it. The shelves were bare.
Well, I'm loving that we're giving the Crusaders ideas for a summer snack.
Yeah.
That are like still delicious, but you don't feel full and gross because we're trying to look good in our bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Another thing I have for you ladies is making a tomato confit, kind of. It's kind of like what you put on top of prosciutto, but it's easier to do because you don't have to chop it all up. When I started it yesterday with my, did you see my grilled zucchini parmesan yesterday?
No.
Steak? You don't look at my story?
The stuff you and Poppy made.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw it. Delicious.
So this is what you're going to do, ladies. You just take a regular big tomato, whatever ripe, juicy tomato, and you take your box grater on the biggest box, the biggest chunky side, and just grate it like that, and then strain it off, and then you add olive oil and salt to that, and pepper to that tomato pulp, and then you mix it all up, and you can put that on toast. You can use it as a dip. It's like a fresh Italian salsa, and you can dip vegetables in it. You can dip your pretzelize in it. You can do it on some grilled toast, some sourdough bread, or some gluten-free toast.
I'm starving.
You can put it as a sauce on anything, but like literally I made it and we ate the whole bowl. And if you have tons of tomatoes, I know in Jersey, everyone grows tomatoes there. Just grate them in a box grater. It takes up the skin doesn't get in there. Strain it and then mix it with olive oil, salt, and pepper. And maybe some garlic if you want. That is a light and lively, fresh take on summer.
Yum. I'm starving.
And I made zucchini parmesan yesterday. So you just slice zucchini and grill it on one side. Then you put parmesan and some I do some taleggio cheese on it. But whatever cheese that you have, top it on top and just pop it under the broiler and it gets bubbly and crispy and you just eat it. It is the yummiest thing. I do it with asparagus too.
I love asparagus. I just made asparagus in the air fryer and it was so good.
You missed my air fryer. Poppy,
don't you hate when you forget that you ate asparagus, then you go to the bathroom and you're like, what is that?
I don't hate it. I love it. I look forward
to it. And then I'm like, do I have an infection? Oh, no, I just had asparagus.
Do you know that not everyone can smell asparagus pee?
It's rancid.
No, but I know some people, they just can't smell it. Like every pee smells like that, but some people, they don't notice it. Or is it that some people's bodies don't make the thing? Mine makes it and I love it. It's like
mine definitely makes it. That's like cilantro. Like with cilantro, some people love the taste. And then for other people, it tastes like soap.
Right.
Like, it tastes horrendous to me.
Oh, you don't like it either.
I can't stand cilantro. It's so gross.
Leah hates it too.
Oh, it's not good at all. It tastes like a friggin' paper.
And then for drinks, ladies, I found this at my favorite new martini. This is what you're going to want to do. First of all, you only need to go out and get elderflower liqueur. You have to go get Saint Germain. Have that in the house because you're going to be wanting to use it all summer long. My favorite drink right now.
Do you have a coupon code?
Not for Saint Germain. They're rich. It is Saint Germain, gin, fresh squeezed lemon juice, and you shake that up. You can even add, and then you can garnish it with like a lemon and a piece of basil.
I don't like gin though.
You could use vodka.
Okay. Vodka.
But yeah, Saint Germain and lemon juice with any light, white, clear spirit. It'll knock your pussy off. And then also Saint Germain, a Hugo Spritz is Saint Germain Prosecco and soda water. And you can add mint to that if you want it. But yeah.
Very nice.
Summer drink, everyone. You have to get that's what I'll be sipping all summer long.
I like Crystal Light and vodka.
Oh yeah. The lemon one?
Yeah. Or you can put it in a blender so you can make it a smoothie. Like the drinks they have at France.
What do you
in France? You get a smoothie lemonade vodka drink. So freaking good. It tastes just like that with Crystal Light.
You've been to France?
No, at Epcot.
Oh.
I'm France. Because Epcot has all the drinks.
It's a French drink at Epcot, a frozen lemonade?
Yes, it's so good. But it comes like in this small freaking cup. It's like not, it's like two sips and it's gone. So we're like, we're going to make this ourselves. So we do Crystal Light and vodka in a blender, and then it's nice and slushy, and it's delicious for the summertime.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How much do they charge you for one of those cups of a cocktail?
I think it was like $21.
At Disney?
Yeah, and it was like this big of a cup, but it was like, no, this big. But it was like in a U-shaped cup. And yeah, it was $21 for like four sips.
What are your plans for Father's Day?
Father's Day, I don't know, because I don't know if we're going down the shore or not, but I got Gianni some fishing stuff because he's been fishing a lot lately. And did you see I went fishing with him that one time?
Did you catch anything?
No, it was gross. I got bit up like crazy. But I brought my wine. I brought Messy Mama wine. So I didn't mind it too much. But I got him this fishing hat that has fans in it. And then I got some other fishing stuff. But yeah, we're just going to probably hang out at Janice's. Just relax.
Why aren't you going down the shore? Because you have to film?
Because it's supposed to rain all weekend.
Is it really?
Yeah, so I don't want to, well, down the shore. I don't want to be there and just stuck inside.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, so I don't know what I'm doing. But we're going to be celebrating Gianni, and then I'm going to get my dad something. And then what are you doing? Cooking at Poppy's?
Well, I was debating on doing a few different things because depending on what's going on, my father has no friends or family because he fights with all of them. So
like he has a ton of friends.
I don't know who's going to come over. So I'm trying to have a barbecue here because I was going to do it in the city, but then the air conditioning broke. So I was forced from my home. This is where I have to stay now.
They better fix that soon. And I would ask for a little refund here.
I know. Imagine.
I mean, like, I can't even live in my home and you're charging me rent.
It's too hot. So I was going to have a barbecue at Poppy's since I'm already here. But I would like to go swimming at some point. I wish I can like rent. Oh, they actually have that. You can rent someone's like an Airbnb with a pool. If anyone has an Airbnb property that I can rent with a pool for Father's Day, let me know.
That's like in 2 days.
Can I just go to your shore house and you swim there?
It's raining.
Ooh.
There's these cute pools that I saw on TikTok shop that you could probably set up in Poppy's backyard.
But yeah, I wanted to get some body of water. So I want to grill here, but I was thinking, you know, doing some whatever's local produce. I want to do some grilled corn on the cobs, maybe some grilled lobster tails.
Yum.
Some good salads. I was going to make like a tomato and string bean salad.
Yum.
My father makes this rice salad. It's like rice and shrimp salad. It has like olives in it. It's so good.
Yummy.
We're going to make that. And I've got my sweet tooth. I want some kind of like cobbler, some kind of raspberry cobbler, or maybe cherry cobbler, something with cherries in it.
I've been craving sherbet.
Oh.
You like sherbet?
I love it.
Sherbet reminds me of like summertime as a kid, or like Italian ice. Like I love having sherbet during the summer.
Do you remember when we were visiting your mom a couple years, like several years ago? Up at her house, and we went to go get ice cream at this place, but like that you always got ice cream at, and then you had a shit attack, and we had to rush out without getting the ice cream because it was coming out, and we had to rush back to your house.
Really? I don't remember that.
Do you remember the ice cream place I'm talking about, though?
It's yeah, like, Mary Jane's.
Yeah, Mary Jane's. So we're outside there.
Why do I always have poop issues?
I don't know.
Huh.
Do you remember the time you had your period?
Stop.
At the Big Lots, and I had to get a paper towel from the.
Oh my god, I was leaking.
Where were we shopping? We're at Route 10 somewhere.
I don't remember. Probably
Big
Lots.
It was coming out. I had to like rush. I had to like crack open a thing of paper towels in the big the.
Oh.
And you were had to shove it up in your stirrup in the middle of the hallway. I had to block you so the cameras didn't see you.
Oh my god, trash.
Those are the best friend stories I like to hear. Oh, spooky. We're performing together at a beach party.
Oh, I can't go anymore.
Why?
You could probably still go, though.
No.
I have this cheer thing to go to.
Okay, we were supposed to have a fun girls' day.
I know. I have a mandatory cheer meeting.
With who?
Cheer?
In person?
Yeah.
You're lying. They're not having a meeting.
I swear to God. And if I don't go, then she can't cheer. I'll show you the email right now.
Send it to forward me the email.
Yeah, I am. So I can't go.
Okay, well, we were going to go see Fisher down in the... I don't even know who it is. I just want to go to a daytime pool party.
Well, we went last year, and that's where I met him. And he was, like, so freaking cool and so amazing. And he's going to be back there this year. So I think it's, like, it's been a year since he was there. And, like, me and Jenny went, and Sam was there, and we all met him, and it was amazing. But, yeah. Now I can't go, but we were planning on going. You can still go, I feel.
I know, but I'm not driving all the way down there. And then, like, no. And I have no to be with her, no to go with.
Okay.
But thank you. when can I come over to the Shore House and go on the boat? Next week? The weekend after that?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We have all summer.
Should we do a live show at Jenks this summer?
You imagine.
I can. Alex Earl just performed there.
Yeah, I think she did a club appearance, though.
For her drink. She has margaritas now. She sells
margaritas.
I want to try this. She's a nice lady.
Yeah, she's nice.
We met her once. She was a lot quieter. And we never talked about that, really. She was so lovely. Always so sweet and very professional and very nice. But I think she was like, maybe either she was scared of us or she was just like shy or something else was going. Oh, no, her boyfriend was in the hospital. That's what was going on. That's why she was shy and quiet.
Yeah, and I feel like she was like with all her friends.
And yeah, I thought
like me and you, like, just sitting there.
Yeah, we sat in separate dressing rooms, but we're like, the windows were open. We can still talk to each other, but we're like, ugh. I thought she was going to be more. But I think, I know you're one of her biggest idols, so she was probably intimidated by you because, like, you know, you're not supposed to meet your idols.
I thought she was very nice and very gorgeous. Nice,
very sweet, and I hear nothing but good things about her. And she's following in your footsteps, and she's joining the cast of the Real Housewives of Celebrity Dancing.
Oh, yeah. Who else is doing Dancing with the Stars?
Let me find out. I'm going to read off the list.
Alex Earl is doing it.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God. What's his name? Son? Who's the crocodile guy that died? What's his name again?
Oh, Irwin.
Steve Irwin. So I think his name is Robert. So Steve Irwin's son is doing Dancing with the Stars. And the daughter did it before. So now, like, the entire family... we'll have John Dancing with the Stars.
Not for them.
I don't know who else is doing it though.
Why are they only announcing it in?
They're doing it like increments.
But they only announced two people so far. Maybe because they're waiting to.
Oh.
Maybe they're waiting to like get confirmation for more things. Would Dina ever do Dancing with the Stars?
Yes, she's been begging all the time.
Who from the Hershey Shore has done it? Just you and Mike and Vinny?
Yeah, that's it.
Jenny would break a hip.
I think Jenny would be too scared to do it.
She's not. She doesn't.
I think she would try it.
You do? I thought she'd be too shy and like stiff. Like she would be like, would be embarrassed, shy. Wouldn't be. She'd be shy.
Yeah, she would be shy because she gets nervous to do things like that. I want Ploy to do it.
Oh yeah.
I think it'd be so funny.
Whatever. Let's predict who else might go on there. Do you think Greta Thunberg will be on this new season?
I want to say Heidi Montag.
Oh, bitch, she should definitely do it. That's perfect.
She has been the talk of the town, and she's killing it, and she's, like, in the press. I would die if Heidi did it or Spencer.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they've ever done it before.
No, that's what a great tie into her music career.
Yeah, so her.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep.
Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Who is scandalous? Who was a scandal this year that maybe someone was arrested, someone got out of prison? Oh, the Chrisley should do it. The gay Chrisley, the father.
Are you sure he didn't do it before?
I'm not sure, but he would be good in it.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's gay. I'm telling you he's gay. Chrisley.
Chloe Camasta, for sure.
I would love to.
100%. But we shall see, because they're going to be announcing.
Yeah, sports players is always good.
They always have like an NBA guy. Or
Gypsy Rose was pregnant last time. I wish Gypsy Rose would come on. We need a convict.
Isn't she in, she's not like in a good spot right now?
I don't know. She
I
had
feel like everyone's mad at her now. What happened?
I don't know. She had a baby.
She looks good though.
Jake Shane would be good in it.
Yeah, but I don't think they would do Alex
and him, because they're best friends. There'll be a feud.
They might.
Imagine.
I don't think they would do two TikTokers though.
What about someone from the sports team? Maybe someone from the WNBA.
Wait, did Bethany Frankel ever do it?
I don't know. Perfection again. So, Spooky, you are on one today.
Just hire me for the casting.
That's such a good one.
That'd be sick.
Sick.
Nice.
This is the blanket my mother's wrapped in when she passed.
Oh my God, I love it. Does it still smell like her?
Yeah. Like, this is the Wiggles pee blanket.
Well, this has been lovely.
No, it's not. We can't leave yet.
I have to go get the kids.
Well, you gotta take it up with the Crusaders, because they're hate mailing us all over the internet.
Well, you know what? I would be fine to do it tomorrow, but I'm filming all day tomorrow, and today's the only day.
Well, you heard it here first.
Is that next week? I swear we'll do a longer one, because I don't think I'm doing anything next week. So we can do like a nice 45-minute hour show.
We should do an hour show every week, and with our new equipment, you're gonna want to stick around, because we're gonna look like we just came off the set of.
Oh, we're gonna look AI. That's how good it's gonna look.
I know.
Yes.
Well,
what's that number that people could call and tell us their stories? I want to do that again.
Call in and leave a voicemail, and then we're gonna answer your voicemails next week.
Well, last time we did this, you guys left voicemails, and you were like telling us your craziest stories, and like, what would we do in that situation? So I definitely want something messy.
Messy, but keep it concise. Don't give us, we don't want to hear the whole fucking 2-hour story. Just tell us what happened and ask for the advice. Like, my boyfriend just found my dildo in my ass and it was the wrong color. How do I tell him, you know?
What?
Whatever. Yes. We're just like, you know, just tell us concisely what happened. But before we hang up, I want to tell you about a craze that's taking the nation, and I want to see if your kids are part of this fucking new craze. Is Sissy into the Labubus yet?
Oh, I knew you were going to say it. They are so ugly. I don't understand it. And then there's fake, there's the Labubus.
I mean,
this guy who came up with this turned into a billionaire overnight, supposedly.
Yes.
Like, who made this popular? What is it? What are you doing?
I think it may be from the Asian market, if I'm not mistaken. I think it may be a Japanese toy. I'm not sure.
Definitely looks like it. Yes.
But it's a little monster. It's a little stuffed animal monster with a little charm on it, like a little clip that you can put on your bags. It started with all the people with Birkin bags and the fancy fashion people in like Paris or whatever, putting it on like the hook of the bag here. And it's like a stuffed animal.
I don't see the hype at all. They're scary.
But can they come? Like, you don't know which color you're getting. You have to collect them all. And it's like the Beanie Baby craze. And there's knockoff ones right now. They're like, I don't know how much they are for a fresh Labubu. I think it's maybe $30 for this little thing. But it's taking over the world, and people are fighting in the streets to get them. Mothers are causing scenes in stores and getting in wars online, and people are robbing them from each other. It is.
I cannot. I
kind of want one now.
I don't get it. I don't think they're cute.
Does Sissy want one?
No, I don't want one.
No, does Sissy want one?
Who?
Your daughter.
No, she hasn't said a word about them. But I guess it's like when we were growing up and we loved Trolls.
Yes.
And like everybody wanted Trolls, but like Trolls is not cute, and they were like scary. Or like the Furbies.
Furbies and Beanie Babies.
Furbies. Well, Beanie Babies are cute. But like Furbies, we were collecting those and they were scary, I feel.
Yeah. But I'm not aware like what the brand name is. So, like if I was looking to order Labubu's online, but I can't because I want to get one for Wiggles. But I don't know even which ones are real, which one's fake. And I don't want to get scammed on eBay and give Wiggles a fake one. And he's a talk of swim class. Everyone's going to be like,
oh, yeah. Like, oh, you have a fake one.
Imagine.
Whatever.
But yeah, if you know.
Yeah, they're not cute. I don't get it.
Well, Labubu who?
Labubu.
Okay. Well, this has been lovely.
This has been lovely. We love you, bitches. What's your plans for this weekend?
You're just potting here, unless you invite me over. Is there any time between today and Sunday that we can see each other while I'm here for a QB?
Possibly, yeah.
Well, let me know. Maybe we can go to. Because I was going to go out to dinner tonight, but if you're not going to come there, I'd rather stay at the dinner night to go out to dinner if you're going to be at Luca.
Yeah, I'll text you. We'll figure it out.
Text me and then I'll screen grab it and share it with everyone so they can all meet us out.
Cool.
But ladies, thank you for continuing your support of our program. It's just going to be uphill from here and there'll be downhills. It'll be up and down.
Yeah, we might miss a week.
We might miss 2 weeks, maybe it's a month again, but
what?
it's a bargain you gotta take. But yes.
We love you, bitches.
Yep, chin up, panties down, and have the best weekend.
Take care.